Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Samach Vav, 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Chayim and Beis, which is the last of the narrow lines of Daf Samach Chayim and Beis. And Amar Rabbi Loi states, Gonav Tleh Venasa Ayel or Eagle Venasa Shar, if Reuven steals a young lamb, and then while it's in his Rishus, it turns into a ram. And as we know, that change happens when the Tleh becomes 13 months and one day, and there's an actual physical change and a scientific change that occurs to this lamb, and is now an Ayel, and it's now a ram. Similarly, if Reuven stole a calf and now becomes an ox, and that change occurs once the eagle becomes 2 years old. Nasa shinu biyada v'kanoi, and Rabbi Loi teaches us that even though this is not a shinui that was done through a maisa, and it is not a very significant shinui, however, ultimately it is still a shinui, and therefore we would consider that the ganav is koiner the animal. And as Rabbi Loi teaches us, tavuchu macha shaloyu toveach shaloyu moicha, that if Reuven now goes and shechs the animal or sells the animal, he will not be chayiv to pay dal v'hei, and since Reuven was already cleaning the animal through the shinui, therefore he is shechting his own animal and he sold his animal, and the chiv of dal v'hei would not apply. And Rashi is medayik from the words of Rabbi Loi that by fact he said tavachu macha shaloyu toveach and shaloyu umecha, and he didn't just say that the ganav was cleaner, and therefore, for example, he would be able to use this ram or this ox in order to be makadosh a woman, and therefore Rashi states nasha shinu biyada v'konu b'shinui, that Reuven is going to be cleaner through the shinui l'hamilsa, for this specific point, dim tavachu macha, that if Reuven now shechs the animal or sells the animal, shaloyu toveach and shaloyu moicha, upatumi dal v'hei, and therefore Reuven is going to be upata from paying dal v'hei. And Rashi is telling us that b'negei other dinim is not considered Reuven's shar or Reuven's ayol. And Rashi continues that although Rabbi Loi taught us that Reuven is going to be upata from paying for dal v'hei, aval karen v'kefel mishalim, but certainly Reuven is going to be chayiv to pay back karen and to pay back kefel. And Rashi states karen kihashto, that Reuven would have to pay principal based on the current value of the shar or the current value of this ayol. The reason is that since Reuven is not actually cleaning this animal completely, and it's only been negated din of tficha mechira, so therefore in chanami is part of tficha mechira. But as we explain in Daf Samach Hei Amud Aleph, this animal is still owned by the original owner. Really, up until the point that Reuven did tficha mechira, Reuven could return the actual animal to the owner, and he could return it ben. And therefore, when he goes and destroys the animal by doing tficha mechira, we consider it that he made a new ma'aseh gneiva at that point, and therefore Reuven would have to pay back the principal based on the current value at the time of Tficha Mechira. And Rashi explains, V'kefel ke'in sheganav oikashasam ad-medin, and then Reuven will have to pay kefel either based on the time that he actually stole it or based on the time of ad-medin. And Rashi doesn't have a suffix as to what the din is, but Rashi is actually explaining our Gemara based on the Maskanas HaGemara that we will see on Daf Samach Vav Menalav, that Rav holds that if a ganav pays back an actual animal, then there's a svara of tle ganav and tle mishalim, that since he stole it tle and now he returns it tle, then that is valid payment, and he doesn't have to pay based on today's value. However, if the ganav pays back cash and he doesn't pay back using an animal, then he will have to pay based on today's value. And as Rav taught us on Amud Aleph, that tashlumi kefil v'tashlumi arba v'chamisha kishas hamad bedin. And the Gemara continues, Isvi Rav Chanina l'Rabbi Loi. Rav Chanina asked the following question to Rabbi Loi from a brisa, that the brisa was stated first, ganav tlev v'nasa ayil, if someone steals a lamb and it becomes a ram, or egel v'nasa shar, where he steals a calf and it becomes an ox, mishalom tashlumi kefil tashlumi arba v'chamisha, and the ganav would have to pay kevel, and if he was tavach macha, then he would have to pay abo v'chamisha ke'en shaganav, and repay based on the time that he stole the animal. Rav Chanina asked Rabbi Loi that according to you, that once you were ganav v'tle and it became an ayil or egel v'nasa shar, that even though it's a shinui mela, it's considered a shinui, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv to pay if you're tavach macha, and you're not going to have to pay dal v'hei. But this brisa clearly says not like you, as the brisa tells us that even though there was a shinui mela, we do not look at that as a shinui, and you'd still have to pay tashlum abba b'chemisha if you were tavach macha, and we don't say a svara of tavach macha shaloyu toveach shaloyu meicha. And therefore, Rav Chanina continues v'isak adaita kanya b'shinoi, and if it's true that even with a shinoi memela that you koina through that shinoi, so amai mishalim, why would the ganav have to pay dal v'hei if l'chay Rabbi Loi should be correct that shaloyu toveach and shaloyu meicha? And before we continue, let's point out that the Gemara in Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph will ask that l'chay according to Rav, how does the Braisa state that tashlum kefil tashlum abba b'chemisha is paid in Shaganav, if L'chir is certainly according to Rav, you would pay Kishas HaMadu B'din, as Rav stated on Amud Aleph. The Gemara will answer, Amurava Tlaim Kedemikara Dom Kishal Achshav, as we just explained, that according to Rav, if the Ganav decides to pay back an actual Tla for his Kefal or for Abav Chamisha, then you would pay Kain Shaganav. And the only time that Rav said that you pay Kishal Achshav and you pay Kishas HaMadu B'din is only where the Ganav wants to use money in order to pay for his Kefal and for Dal V'hei. In that case, Rav holds that B'negei Kefal Dal and Dal Vehei, you pay Kishas Hamad Bedin. And at this point, our Gemara is not focused on that point, and the Gemara now continues, El Malay, the Rabbi Loi responds to Rabbi Chanina, Velamai, and what are you telling me that Shinu Loikoni, that you hold that a Shinu that happens Memela is not a valid Kinyan, and therefore the Ganav is going to be Chayiv for Tvicha Mechira, and that's why the Brisa states, you pay above a Chamisha, Amai Mishal Kein Shaganav. So why would the Brisa state that the Ganav pays based on the time of the Geneva and Kein Shaganav as Lashalam Kahashta, and since immediately prior to doing Tvicha Mechira, Reuven could have returned the actual animal to the original owner, and now that the Ganav shechted this animal, so as Rashi pointed out on Daf Samach Hayom Aleph, that it's considered that there was a Maisa Geneva at this point, therefore, why would the Ganav be chayiv to pay Dal Vehei Kein Shaganav? If L'chiri, he should have to pay based on today's value and based on the value of the animal at the time that he shechted the animal. And although Rabbi Loi is not really responding to the question of Chanina, because ultimately this Brisa does say, even though there was a Shina Remela, that still the Ganav is chayiv to pay above a Chamisha, and that is against the din that Rabbi Loi said, but Rabbi Loi says back to Rabbi Chanina that L'chiri, you can't tell me that this Brisa is a valid Brisa, since it must be a Mishabeshta, as if you pay Tashlim above a Chamisha, even though there was a Shina Remela, and therefore it must be that a Shina is not Kaina, so then why would you pay Kein Shaganav, and L'chiri, you should pay Kedahashta. The Gemara continues that Amalei, Rabbi Chanina responds to Rabbi Loi, certainly I'm correct that Shina Remela is Loi Kana, and that's why the Brisa states that Reuven is going to have to pay above a Chamisha, and Kehashta, Haina Time, Loi Mishalim, and even though prior to the Tvicha Mechira, the animal belonged to the original owner, and even so, the Ganav would not have to pay based on the value of the animal at the point of Tvicha Mechira. And the reason is that even though it's not enough of a Shinoi that the Ganav is not Kaina, but Mishum da Amalei, Turi Ganav Mimcha, Dichu Ganav Mimcha, the Ganav says to the owner, I didn't steal a shar from you, and I didn't steal an idol from you, I stole a calf, and I stole a lamb from you, and therefore you can't be Mechayiv me for a shar and idol. Basically, Rabbi Chanina is responding to Rabbi Loi, although even though the tle became an idol and the eagle became a shar, that is not considered enough of a shinui, and it's only a shinui mela, and therefore the ganav is not koiner the animal. However, the ganav still could use that as a taina to the owner that I'm not chayiv to pay kefil or dal vehei based on its current status, and I'm only chayiv to pay based on the status of what I actually stole, and I only stole a tle or an eagle. And l'chiri, Rabbi Chanina is basically saying that although we said beforehand that there are concepts of yoikra v'zegla, but that is only when there's a change in market conditions that actually changed the value of the animal, but there was no change to the animal. But over here, where the animal actually changed b'metzias and is now a different type of animal, so in that case, you can't be mechayev the ganav to pay kefal or to pay dal v'hei based on the change in metzias. The Gemara tells us, Amalei, so Rabbi Loi responded to Rabbi Chanina, Rachman and Islam, Haidaita, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should save us from this svara, as it doesn't make sense that you're not going to be koino by a shinu mela, and meanwhile, the ganav will be able to use this as a taina in order that he shouldn't pay based on today's value, and he should only have to pay kein shaganav. However, Amalei, Rabbi Chanina responds to Rabbi Loi, Ad Rabba, Pumfaket, Rachman Nitzlam, Medaita Dutcha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should save us from your das, that you're telling me that a shinu mela is enough of a shinui that it's considered that the ganav owns this animal, and he won't be chayiv any longer for Tvicha Mechira, and as we said, that Tavach Macha, Shalayu Taveach, Shalayu Meichar. And before we continue, let's point out that the only time we have machlekes between Rabbi Loi and Rabbi Chanina is only been a gay or shinu mela. However, as Taisus points out, in Taisus Dima Maschavi Amr Chinu Kaina, Pirish Ki Hai, the Tlev and Nasa Ail, that the only time we have a question if shinu is Kaino or if it's not Kaino is only in a case of a shinu mela, for example, in our case of Tlev and Nasa Ail. However, Taisus says, Avul Hapshita, the shinu Kani, that certainly it's Pashit that where you have a full fledged shinui, then certainly at least according to Beis Hillel, it would be Kanoi Kadam Besamach, the shinu Kaino, the Beis Hillel. And our Gemara continues, Maskalor Abzira, so Abzira asked the question to Rabbi Chanina based on the Brice that he just brought, that the Brice stated that if there was a Tlev, Venasa Ail, or Egel Venasa Shah, Mishalm Tashlum Kevav Tashlum Abba V'chamisha, Rav Zera is that even though it may be true that when you have a Shinui Mela, it's not considered a valid Shinui, however over here, V'diknino B'Shinui Hashem, L'maisa, there was certainly a Shinui Hashem, as originally it was called a Tlev, and now it's called an Ail, and originally it was called an Egel, and now it's called a Shar, and certainly the Ganav will be Koinu B'Shinui Hashem, and how could we say that if the Ganav was Tavach HaMacha, he's chayav to pay Tashlum Abba V'chamisha, if L'chayra Shaloyu Taveach and Shaloyu Meicha? Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Rava explains, Shar ben Yoimit Kari Shar, Ail ben Yoimit Kari Ail. Although it's true that this Tle becomes an Ail and an Eagle becomes a Shar, however, that is not a Shinui Hashem, because at the time that this animal was born, it is still called an Ail and a Shar as well. And Rava continues, Shar ben Yoimit Kari Shar, and how do I know that a newly born Shar is called a Shar? Nechsiv, as the Pasuk says in Pashas Emma, Shar Echesav O'ez Ki Yuvalid, and the Pasuk continues, V'ho Yeshivas Yom Tachas Ima Umi And therefore we see that we're talking about a newly born ox, and we still call it a shar. And Rava continues, Ayel ben yoyme kor ayel, and similarly, a newly born ayel is called an ayel as well. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, b'negei Yaakovinu, after he left Lavan, and Lavan comes chasing after him, and he tells Lavan, ze esem shana nechi imach, rechilechavu zech leishikelu, ve'ilitzencha leichalti. As Rava points out, elum d'le'ochel kvasim ochel, do you think Yaakov was telling Lavan that he didn't eat any of your large rams, but your newly born lambs I ate? Of course he didn't eat either. El lav shmamino ayel ben yoyme kor ayel, and therefore we see that Yaakov was telling Lavan that I didn't eat any of your elim, and I didn't even eat any of your lambs. And I didn't taste dinu masal ayel ben yoyme kor ayel miu vade lini kor ben amino the ayel ben shtei shanim midchsib ben makom acha kavis ben shnasei. That certainly ben geir korbanis, there is a difference between a newly born ayel and a ayel which is already in its second year, as we noted that the Torah requires the yoledes to dafka bring a kavis ben shnasei, a lamb that is specifically within its first year of its birth, and therefore certainly b'negei a certain dinim, there is a difference between a lamb and a ram. And the Gemara continues that although Rabbi Loi responded from Chanina, and he said to Rabbi Chanina that according to you, that you hold that shinu meila is not koina, then why did Brisa state that you pay kein shaganav, if l'chir you should pay kein hashta? But l'chir Rabbi Loi did not respond as to how he will explain the Brisa, as l'maisif Rabbi Loi is correct that shinu meila is koinoi to the ganav, and therefore we would have a svara of shaloyu tavech and shaloyu meicha. How could the Brisa state that ganav tla v'nasa ayel, eagle v'nasa shah, that if the ganav is tavech macha, then you pay tashlumi abba v'chamisha? And therefore the Gemara asks, b'kol makom kasha, but l'chir the Brisa is still shver, according to Rabbi Loi. And the Gemara answers, Rav Sheshes, hamoni beishami, that in chenami, Rabbi Loi will respond that this Brisa is not going according to his shita, as when Rabbi Loi said that the ganav is koina with the shinu meila, that was only according to Beisil, hold that shinu is koina. However, the Brisa that Rabbi Chanina brought is going according to shita's beishami, who holds even when you have a real shinui, then that would not be koina either. And therefore, certainly in the case of shinui meila, where it was ganav tlev v'nasa ayel, igel v'nasa shor, then certainly the ganav would still be chayav to pay above chamisha. And certainly lufi beishamei, the ganav cannot be koina with the shinui de meila. And as the Gemara says, the amri that beishamei holds shinui b'mekoyma imedes v'loy konoi, and even if there would be a significant shinui and it wasn't only a shinui meila, that the ganav is still not koina. And where do we see the shita of beishamei? The tanya we learned in the brisa, nasan lo besnena. If Ruvain goes and has a relationship with a Zaina, he pays the woman for his nus, and the Torah tells us, Lay Savi Esten Zaina, Mechir Kelo, Beis Hashem al Kechel, Chol Neda, Kisevis Hashem al Kechel, Gam Shneim, and the payment that was paid toward a Zaina cannot be brought in the Beis HaMikdash and can't be used as a carbon for Hashem, as that is something which is a Te'eva and an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Brisa tells us, Nasla Besnana, Chitin Vasan Seila, Zaysin Vasan Shemen, Anovin Vasan Yain, that if you gave a Zaina an Esnan and a payment, and you paid it with wheat, and then she turned it into seilas and it was a shinui, or you gave her olives and now she turned into olive oil and it was a shinui, or you gave her grapes and now you turn into wine and it was a shinui. And of course seilas, shemen and yayin can't be brought into Beis HaMikdash as a carbon. So tani chada asa, one brisa taught us that it's still asa to use those items in the Beis HaMikdash even though it was a shinui. But tani chada muta, and one brisa we learned that it's muta to use those items in the Beis HaMikdash because it was a shinui maisa. Rabbi Yosef taught us tani gurion de masberg, gurion from masberg caught that brisa, that instead of learning one brisa that said asa, one said muta, and therefore it would be a stira, but he learned that when the brisa said asa, the beishame oisin, then it was the shita beishame who hold that it's asa to use this item in the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, will be still a matirin, and the brisa that said that's muta is going according to the shita beisil, that holds that since it was a shinu maisa, therefore it's muta to use these items in the Beis HaMikdash for a carbon. The Gemara explains the machlekes between beishame and beisil, my time in the beishame, and what's the makar for beishame shita, the chsiv, as the pasuk says, Gam Shneim, and we learn out Gam L'Rabbi Shneim. The Loshen Gam is coming to include that even if there was a Shinoi, you still can use that item in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Rav Sheshes teaches us that just like Beis Shammai teaches us B'negei Esnan, that it's not considered a valid Shinoi, therefore the same din applies B'negei Ganav, even a full-fledged Shina Maisa is not considered a valid Shinoi. And as Rashi says, Shina B'mekoyma Imed, Afagav Dishtani, Loinofik Mershus Bailim. And the Gemara continues, Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel's Mekar is that the Pasuk says Gam Shneim, and we dash in as if the Pasuk telling us that it's only Esnan Zoyna and the Mechir Kelev that is also to use in the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon. However, it is only Shnehem, it is only both of them, B'loi Shinuyehem. But if the item that was given as the Esnan Zoyna and Mechir Kelev is no longer in its original form and it was a Shina Maisa, then you could use it as a carbon. And therefore, Rav Sheshes says that B'loi is going according to Shitas Beis Hillel, and that's where he holds that just like a Shina Maisa is considered enough of a change, therefore by Shina Meila it's also considered a Shinoi, and that's why by by going to club, Nasa Ayel, or Egel, Nasa Shah, Nasa Shina Biyada, Vikonoi, and therefore, Tavachumacha, Shaloy Tavach, and Shaloy Humacha. And the Gemara continues with Bishamai, and what does Bishamai do with the words of Shnehem? And we continue on Das Samach Vavanav, and they learn, Haim, Veloy Vlad the same, Hudasa, that's come to teach us that is only the Essen Zayin and Mechir Kelev, which is Asa. However, for example, if at the time that the Essen Zayin was given to the woman, this animal was pregnant, and then it had a child, that although the mother itself will be also to be brought for a carbon on the Mizbeach, but the child will be mutter to bring on the Mizbeach, as the Pasuk teaches us, Haim, it is only the Essen Zayin itself that is Asa, but not its Vlad. The Gemara continues, Basil, how could Basil learn out of the word Haim, Veloy Shinuyam, if L'chir we needed to teach us, Haim, Veloy Vlad the same, and Zak Basil, Tati Shamas Minah, that I'm able to learn from one word, both dinim, as the Torah is telling us that it's only the essence zainim mechir kel that is asa, but heim v'leishuneim, heim v'leishuneim, is only the actual essence zainim that is asa, but not anything that was changed into. And if there's a shina maisa, then it will be mutter to bring them as a carbon, and similarly it will be mutter to bring their vladis on the mizbeach, because it's not the actual essence zainim, and it's only the child of the essence zainim. And the Gemara continues, and Eesam Beis Hillel, that l'chir, according to Beis Shammai, he used the lashon gam shneim in order to be marba shinuyim. Certainly we know that the lashon gam comes to be marba something, and therefore the Gemara asks, Beis Hillel haksiv gam, that according to Beis Hillel, what does he do with the word gam? And the Gemara says, gam le Beis Hillel kasha, in the chanami lefi Beis Hillel, we're ending off with the kasha as to what to use the word gam for. Ultimately, as we know, when the Gemara says lashon kasha, means that the Gemara had some sort of a teretz, but the Gemara doesn't tell us what the teretz is, and that's why the Gemara doesn't say a lashon of tiyufta. And the Gemara now continues, ad kan le pligi, that the only time that we had a machlekes between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Loi is el de masav shina kaino, masav in shina kaino, as Rabbi Loi holds that when you have a shina that was memela, then shina is kaino, and according to Rabbi Chanina, a shina memela is not kaino. Therefore, if you Rabbi Chanina, when the Brisa told us, gonna tle v'nasa ayel, eagle v'nasa shor, that misham tashlum mekepo tashlum abba v'chemisha ke'in shaganav, that Brisa is even going like Beis Hillel, as even though when you have a full-fledged shinoi, then according to Beis Hillel, you'll be kaino. According to Rabbi Chanina, Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai that when there's a shina, the memela, then the ganav is not kaino, and therefore by gonna tle v'nasa ayel, eagle v'nasa shor, to misham tashlum mekepo tashlum abba v'chemisha ke'in shaganav. And according to Rabbi Loi, he explained that this Brisa is dafka going like Beis Shammai, that a shina is not kaino, but in a chenami, according to Beis Hillel, you would not be chayiv to pay tashlum abba v'chamisha, but it's muchach that even Rabbi Loi agrees that if you would have a chayiv to pay abba v'chamisha, then the ganav would be chayiv to pay ke'in shaganav. And as the Gemara says, avla in yishlumei kuli alma k'demikar mishalim, but when paying for kefal or paying for abba v'chamisha, then you pay k'demikara and you pay ke'in shaganav and you would not pay k'shasam adu b'din. And therefore, the Gemara says, lema tehev tiyuf to the Rav, let us say that this brisa is a tiyuf to the shita of Rav, the Amar Rav, because Rav taught us karen ke'in shaganav mishalim and tashlum kefal tashlum dal v'hei k'shasam adu b'din, that when paying for kefal or dal v'hei, you pay based on amad b'din. The Gemara answers, Amar Rav, Rav explains that even Rav, who holds that generally you pay kefal or you pay dal v'hei based on the shasam adu b'din. However, k'toyim k'demikara, if Ruvin decides to pay his kefal with actual animal or he pays dal v'hei using actual tleh, then you pay the value ke'in shaganav. And as Rashi states, k'toyim k'demikara klema b'lishan k'toyim k'demikara sagi. And if you're going to come and pay with actual tleim, then you pay based on the original value, the tleh ganav, the tleh mishalim, as originally you stole a tleh and you're now paying back a tleh. Well, when Rav taught us that kefal and dal v'hei you pay k'shasam adu b'din, he's talking about a scenario where the ganav comes to pay using cash. And the Gemara continues that we just said from Beis Hillel that shina maisa is koina. So Amar Rabba, Rabba states shina koina k'siv v'tnina, that I can bring you makar both from a pasuk as well as from two different mishnayos that shina is koina. And I in the bottom tesis on Daf Samachin Beis with tesis in Diba Masel Hein v'loy shunayim is bothered alachira. We just brought him a car according to Beis Hillel that a shina is koina from the pasuk that stated gam shneim, and we said Hein v'loy shunayim. And if so, why is Rabba now bringing another makar? And Taisus explains that we need two different makaris, as if we would only have one makar, then we would think that the only type of shinu maisa, which would be koina, is only a shinoi she'inu chayzul b'yasai that can't go back to its original state. However, if you have a shinoi chayzul b'yasai and it could go back to its original state, you may think that that's not considered a shinoi, and therefore you would not be koina. And kamashmalan, that even if the shinoi is a shinoi that would be chayzul b'yasai, that the ganav would still be koina, and once the ganav acquires the item, then there's no chiyuv to actually return that actual item, and instead the ganav would pay money to the owner. And as Rashi says, shinu koina hechid deshanul ubi yadayim pshitalei deraisa vade koina, that Rabba is telling us that certainly in a case where it was a shinu ubi yadayim and it wasn't only a shinu meila, that according to Beis Hillel it's pashut, then deraisa certainly the ganav was koina, and therefore v'chi mehada, and And when the God wants to return the item, loy boy ladrinu by nayu, he doesn't have to return the actual item, el dom mishalim, and he'll be able to pay the value and could go in sem of so begodim if he stole wool and he made it into begodim, the haksiva behedya vitlina, as this is learned from a pasuk, and we will also see in two mishnayas that a shinui hachoizel b'yosai is going to be koino according to Beis Hillel. And Rabbi continues, ksiva, where do we see this from the pasuk? As the pasuk states in Pasha Vayikra, beheshev said zeila asher gazal, that when a gazlan steals something, then there's a mitzvah to pay back that item, and matai malei asher gazal. Certainly, since the pasuk says beheshev said zeila, certainly we know that he stole that item, and why does the Torah say asher gazal? And therefore, we learn im kein shegazal yachser, if the item is still in the same state that it originally was when you stole it, then you can return that item, vimlav, but if the item is no longer in the same state, and it's not pe'en, damim ba'alma ba'yishlumei, then there is no requirement to return the actual item, and instead you could pay the value of the item to the original owner, to Nina. We also see this in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Beis, that the Mishnah states, ha'gezel eitzim v'ason kelim, if Reuven stole wood, and he turned it into a kli, or tzem v'ason begodim, or he stole wool, and he made it into a beged, mishalom kishas ha'gzela, then he pays based on the time of gzela, but he doesn't have to actually give back the actual item, since he was kleiner b'shinoi, and Ayin Taisis on Daf Samach Chayim Beis, that l'shitasa, he explains that the case of eitzim v'ason kelim and tzem v'ason begodim, we're talking about a scenario where it was a shinoi ha'chayzel b'yasai, and Rabbi continues and brings a raya that shinoi is koina from another Mishnah, a nami mehacha, and Rabbi will bring from a Mishnah Masechet Chulin that's speaking about the chiyuv of reish hagez, and the Mishnah tells us, lehispik lutlai, if the owner of the lamb doesn't give the shearings of the lamb to the koin at shet savoy until the point that it was already died, and therefore there was a shinoi that was done to this wool, potter, then the owner would be potter, and as Rashi says, at shet savoy potter, reish hagez, the kani b'shinoi, v'afilu dam loy mishalim, and in that case, the owner doesn't even have to pay money to the koyin. The ain koyin yochel azmina bedin, the yochel loymel achet lenu, as no koyin could go and take the owner to a dintera, as the owner could say, I'm going to give this money to someone else, and it's mamish ain le tevin, have a claim in shesavoy. But if it was prior to dying the wool, then mishachat was zachabai, that any koyin that comes and grabs away the reish hagez would be zoicha in the reish hagez. Once again, Rabbi proves, almo shina koyina. So you see from that Mishnah, once again, that once you have a shina maisa, even though it's a shina chayzel b'yasa, as Taisa explained in Daf Samachem Beis, you still are koina. Rabbi continues, Yish, that negated the din of Yish, Amri Abban the Nikni, certainly I know that Rabban say that a ganav is koina once the owner was miyayish, miyu lo yadinon, idiraisa idrabanon. However, I'm not certain if this din is a dindraisa or if it's dindrabanon. Rabbi explains his suffix, idiraisa midihava mitzaveda. Do we say that the din of Yish that's koina by a ganav is a dindraisa, just like we find that if someone finds an aveda, that they could be koina with Yish, and mitzaveda lav kyu ni miyayish marmi no, mikamede taste liyoda konale, that just like in a gay and aveda, that if the owner was miyayish prior to the aveda being found by the person who found it, that the find of the aveda will be koina aveda through Yish, hainami kyu ni miyayish mara konale, and therefore the ganav also will be koina through Yish, as once the owner was miyayish, then the ganav will be koina based on Yish, and ayin taste di maskal hachanami kyu ni miyayish, that taste is bothered, aval pish in Yish moil ba aveda busted us liyoda kidakama, lav kyu ni miyayish mara miname, mikamede us liyoda. That the only time that Yish was koina b'negei an aveda was only when the owner of the item was already miayish prior to the moitzei aveda finding the aveda. However, certainly if the finder of the aveda already found the aveda and only afterwards was the owner miayish, then certainly he's not going to be koina. Therefore, how could it be that the ganav will be koina if the owner of the aveda was only miayish if the item was already in the ganav's rishus? Taisus explains mikol maka in boi lemelu shapet the Yish koina b'gezel, that we still want to learn from the din aveda, even though the gazlan or the ganav already has the item as reshus, that Yish could be koina. And the reason is the metzia nami nehish leha yekonin leinizesh leitzach lehashavli potel gamri, that certainly b'negei a metzia, when a person finds an item and only after that point what a bailam miayish, then certainly the finder of the item is not going to be koina legamri, and we won't say that he's potter to return the item. And the reason is because he's kvan eschai b'ashava, as he already had a chiyuv to return the item at the point that he picked up the item, and therefore by the fact that the bailam was miayish does not release him from that responsibility. However, but even so, once his Yish, then the person who found aveda will still be that at this point he won't have to give back the actual aveda, and instead he could pay back the value of the aveda. Therefore, Rabbi's first sad is that even on drastic level, that when a ganav stole something and then the owner was miayish, so at this point, although the ganav is certainly going to be chayiv to pay back value of the item to the nignav and to the one who stole it from, however, maybe the din of Yish does apply, and therefore the ganav at this point will not actually have to pay back the actual item, and all he'll have to pay back is the value of the item. And as the Gemara says, according to Tzad, that al makoni, as Rashi also explains, like Taisus, then instead of paying back the actual item, maybe all you have to pay back is the value of the item. Rabbi continued with his second side. What do we say? We can't compare the case of a ganav to the case of an aveda, as a aveda who dechi osliyode bateria osliyode has at least been a gay aveda. When the person took the item, he actually took it beheta because he had a chiyuv to actually pick it up and return it to the one who lost the aveda. Maybe it is only in that case that the Torah said that once the bailo miayish, then the bala aveda is cleaner and he doesn't have to return the actual item, and instead he would only have to pay back the damim. Aval chay, but benegay gedeva kiyuv bisura osliyode. Maybe since the only way the ganav received this item is only through Geneva and through an Issa, the Torah did not allow him to be koiner through Yish, and with Rabbanon, and maybe it's only during Rabbanon, the Am Rabbanon nickname of Pleita Kanan Sashavim, that Rabbanon said that we allow the Ganav to keep the item, and he only has to pay Damim, because otherwise, when he comes to return the item, maybe he won't want to return the item, and that's why we'll make all, and it's only during Rabbanon that Yish is koiner by a Ganav. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yisuf Amar, and Rabbi Yisuf argues in Rabbah, that although Rabbah said that Yish is koiner either on a Rabbanic level or even on a Dreisidic level, however, Rabbi Yisuf says, Yish ain't a koiner by film Rabbanon, that Yish would not be koiner even with Rabbanon. And as Rashi says, ain't a koiner v'hi atzmi yishalim, and even though the owner of the item was miayish, Ganav has a responsibility to return the actual item, and he can't pay him damim, and he can't just give him the value of the item. And the Gemara continues, Esir Rabbi Yisuf l'Rabbah, Rabbi Yisuf holds that Yish is not koiner even with Rabbanon. He asks a question to Rabbah, that the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Vavim Beis will teach us, Gozel chametz for Avolav HaPesach, if Reuven steal chametz from Shimon, and then it's Avolav HaPesach, and now the chametz is Osva Noah, and we continue on Daf Samach Vav and Beis. Oima Hareishal Cholofanecha. Reuven can just return the actual chametz they stole, and that would be a proper hashava, and it would be a kiyum of a heshvas exela. As Rashi says, that even though this item is actually now damaged and is not worth anything, however, Hezek Shein Nika is loishmei Hezek. Rabbi Yisuf continues, then Yisun Rabba the high kiven the mati idin isura, but lachira by chametz shavala of Pesach. Once it got to the point of Issa vadim miayish, then certainly the nigzal was already miayish. And if you're going to say that the Yish is koinah, then how could the Gazlan say to Nigzal that here is your chometz, I'm giving back the actual item, but at this point, he should have to give him the actual value of what he stole. And even though, even according to Rabbi, that holds that Yish is koinah, then certainly not only could he give back the value, but he could even give back the original item. But when returning the actual item, since the owner was already miayish, then the din of giving back the item is not based on a veheshavis exelah. And the reason why it's considered a valid hashava is not because you gave back the actual item that you stole, but it's because you gave back the value that you chayev to Shimon. And over here, since the chametz is not valuable as it's osa banah, and therefore it's valueless, so therefore by Reuven giving back the actual chametz, that would not be considered a kiyum of hashava. At this point that Shimon was already miayish, then Reuven has a chayev to pay the value back of what he stole, and the chametz doesn't have any value, and therefore that can't be a valid tashlumen. And how could a mishnah state that Reuven could say to Shimon, "Hareishal chol fanecha." The Gemara continues. Amalei, so Rabbi responds to Rabbi Yisuf, "Ki kamina no zem yisayish vezereis leliknays." That when did I say that Yish is koina is only in a case where the nigzal was miayish and the gazlan wanted the item, and therefore the gazlan is koina. And at that point, instead of paying back the actual item that's be'en, he could pay back the value of the item. However, hay zem yisayish vezein reis leliknays. In the case of chametz shavla v'pesach, certainly although Shimon is miayish, however Reuven doesn't want to be koina. Certainly at a moment before Pesach, he doesn't want to have chametz in his rishus, and therefore certainly Reuven is not koina, and that's why if after Pesach Reuven gives the actual chametz back to Shimon, that itself is considered a valid hashava, and that's why the Mishnah taught us that he could say Hareishal chol fanecha. And the Gemara continues with another question on Rabbah. Eisve Abai l'Rabbah, Abai who's a Talmud Rabbi Yisuf, asked the following question to Rabbah, that how could you say that Yish is koina either midrais or midrabanon, but the Torah says im oil kabanim in abaka zocha tom yak. And we learn now that the only time you can bring a carbon is if it's your carbon, but not if you stole it. And as Rashi points out, that the Gemara's Havmina is that we're talking about an animal that was chulin, and now that Reuven stole it, the din is that he can't bring that as a carbon. And the Gemara is, Hechidami, what are we referring to? If we are talking about a case that Reuven stole an animal of chulin or that belonged to Shimon, and now he wants to be makdish it and bring it as a carbon on his bear, and it's before Shimon was miayish, so lomeli kra, why would the Torah have to tell you that you can't bring this carbon on his back? Pshita, it's pashit that you can't be makdish as an animal, as the din is that a person can't be makdish, davashein and shaloi, el lav la'achayish. Therefore, it must be that the chiddush of the Brisa is, even though Shimon was Miyayish, Reuven still can't bring this as a carbon of the Be'er, and Shema Amanah, Yish Loikoni, and it must be because Yish is Loikoni, as if Yish would be Koino, then certainly Reuven should be able to bring this carbon on his Be'er. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rava, so Rava responds to Abaya in order to answer this question for Rabba, Vil Tamech, and according to your Svara, Hadu Tanya, we have another Brisa that teaches us, Benegei Azov, Mishkavai Veloy Agazel, that Azov is considered an Avatoma, and his bed is Tamei. However, we learn out that it's only Mishkavai Veloy HaGazel, and not if the bed is stolen. And Hechidami, what are we referring to? Ilema the Gazel Amra of the Mishkav. If the Brisa is referring to a case where the Zov stole wool and he created a bed, so certainly there was a Shina Maisa, and certainly the Zov was Koinit, and therefore he owns it. And Mi'iklamanam, a Shina Maisa Loikani, certainly all agree that a Shina Maisa is Koina, at least according to Beis Hillel. Therefore, how could it be that the Torah would tell us Mishkavai Veloy HaGazel, if once there was Shina Maisa, then certainly he was Koinit, and it's considered Mishkavai Ella Maisa Lchamema, and therefore when the Brisa teaches us Mishkavai Veloy HaGazel, it must be talking about a specific case. The Gazel Mishkav Dechavrei, they didn't steal wool and create a bed, but he stole the actual bed from his friend. There's Exeris HaKosov that the only time that a Zov is Mitami Mishkav in order that it could be Mitami a person is only in a case where it's his bed. However, in a case where a Zov stole a bed and he lies on that bed, then he doesn't transfer Tuma to the bed, and therefore a person that goes and touches that bed will not become Tamei. And Hachinami, the Gazel Karbon Dechavrei, in our Brisa also, we're not talking about a case where Reuven stole an animal of Chulin and then he wants to be Makdash it. And the Brisa is specifically talking about a case where Reuven stole an animal that Shimon was already Makdash, and the Chiddush of the Pasuk is that if at this point Reuven wants to try to bring that animal as a carbon on behalf of Shimon, that the carbon would not be Mirza and the carbon would not be valid. And as Rashi says in his first pshat, and really we're talking about that the owner was not Miyayish, the Eino Oil L'Ratzon Klal, and the Chiddush is that it's not going to be considered a carbon at all and won't be Oil L'Ratzon, even if the Ganav tries to bring it as a carbon for the original Bailim, and even though he was Miyayish, there's a Gzeres HaKosov that's not considered a valid carbon. And Lishnachrina, the Gozel carbon Lechavrei, Hilka Chafil La'ach Yish, Lekanyo, and even if there would be Yish, he would not be Koina, the carbon ain't a Nigzal, because the din is that a carbon cannot be stolen. The Hechol Hech, the Isra, Be'Gozel Rachmona, you say, is wherever the carbon is, it's considered the moment of Hegdish, and it's considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's item, and therefore, a carbon can't be Nigzal. That's why, even if Shimon is Miyayish, Reuven cannot be Koina, and can't bring it as a carbon on Mizbeach. In the Chanami, if there would be an animal that belonged to Chulin that Reuven stole, and then Shimon was Miyayish, then Reuven would be Koina that carbon, and therefore he could be Makdashit, and Reuven would be able to bring this animal as a carbon on Mizbeach. Since Shimon was Miyayish, therefore it would be considered Karbonoi. And the Gemara continues, Isfei Abaye l'Rabbi Yisif, Abaye now will ask a question to Rabbi Yisif, who holds that Yish is not even Koina midrabbanon, and Abaye will ask a question from a Mishnah Masechtas Kelim. Let's point out that the standard hides of an animal are not makabel tuma, as generally when a person has hides, then he wants to go and turn them into some sort of a kli or to make shoes out of the leather. And since it's not yet nigmar malachton, therefore it's not considered a kli that's royal to be makabel tuma, unless a person actually makes a kli from the leather or they had specific intent that they're going to use the leather exactly the way it is. And for example, they're going to use it as a cover or as some sort of a table. And the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim tells us, Oyrishal balabayis machshava metamason, that if there are hides that belong to a balabayis, then even if he just has machshava, that he will use these hides in the exact manner that they are, and he won't make any changes to them, and even just based on his machshava, these hides will now be hushal kabel tuma. And as Rashi explains, because the balabayis in it asal mechren, since a standard person doesn't generally sell hides, and va'isa mehen mitas v'dubal kais v'katpolois, and he makes from them beds, trays, or boards, and in mishachishav alein l'dav shiroy loy b'loy chisar melacha mikabel tuma miyad, and therefore when he has kavana, then he's going to use the leather hides in the exact manner that they are, without doing any further work, then we don't assume that he will change his mind, and therefore they immediately become Hukshul Kabal Tumah. However, the Mishnah continues, Vishal Avdon, if there are hides that belong to a tanner, even if he specified that he wants to use these hides in the exact fashion that they are currently, and he won't make any change to them, the hides will still not be Hukshul Kabal Tumah. And as Rashi explains, Vishal Avdon also Limkar, since it's a standard for a tanner to sell his hides, therefore, the Ovid Mimluch, as he could change his mind, Umazbin, and he'll sell it to someone, and the one that buys them will not use them in the same way that they are. The buyer will create shoes from this leather, and therefore the hides in the manner that they are at this moment will not be Hukshul Kabal Tuma. And the Mishnah now continues, and is Mechalik between a Ganav and Gazlan, and we'll have two different shitas. In Tanakama states, Shal Ganav Machshav Metamason, Shal Gazlan in Machshav Metamason, if a Ganav steals hides, and as Rashi points out, that since a Ganav ganav steals in a way that the owner doesn't know who it was, as he steals in secret, therefore the owner will definitely be miayish, as he'll say, "Baili l'chasaron kis," as certainly I won't find out who the ganav is, and therefore once he's miayish, the ganav was kaina, and therefore through the ganav's machshava that he had intent to use the leather in exactly the way it is, therefore the hide will now be hushal l'kabel tuma. And as Rashi says, the kasava stam ganav yish bailimi t'loyodu l'man l'tavai. However, if a gazlan steals hides, then even if he has machshava to keep the hides in the exact fashion it is, then the hides will still not be hushal l'kabel tuma, as he's not considered the bailim. Therefore, his machshava is loy ma'ilav loy ma'ird. And as Rashi points out, ba'afal pishachishav alein l'davah she'im b'chasar malacha. And even if the gazlan had intent to use the hides for something where he doesn't do any further malacha, could go in the kisa chavid l'susim u'pradim in order to use as a cover for the bundles and packages that are carried by horses and by mules, k'maisha isim ma'ir stubin, like we make from the skins of bears. My time, and what is the reason? The stam gzeilah is lucky yish, because stam gzeilah there is no yish to keep in the yard the man shakli, as since a gazlan steals in front of the person, and therefore the nigzal knows who stole it from him, and therefore also the tavel iladina, he'll go and bring the person to a dintera, and he won't feel the need to be miayish, and therefore of course the gazlan doesn't have any bailis, and his machshava and his intent is leimayil v'leimayid. However, Reb Shimon oimer chiluv hadvarim. Reb Shimon argues the Tanakama, and he says the exact opposite svar is. He says shel gazlan machshava metamason. However, shel ganav ein machshava metamason. Lefi shlein nisayi shor bailim. When a gazlan steals something from someone, then the person says, "I realize that this person isn't scared of anyone, and since he's such a strong person and so tough, therefore I'll never be able to go and fight with him, and therefore he was miayish, and therefore the gazlan's machshava is mailu mayid. And if the gazlan had machshava that he will use the hides in the exact manner that they are at this moment, then the hides will be hushal l'kabel tuma. However, since by a ganav coming and secretly robbing from someone, so the person feels that this person is not such a strong person, so then the person is not miayish, as he feels he'll go and try to find out who the ganav is, and then he'll bring him into the Torah, and he's not scared of the person, and therefore he won't be miayish, and therefore if a ganav had intent, he'll use the hides in the exact manner it is, since the ganav was not clean with yish bailim, therefore the intent of the ganav is loymaylov loymayrid, and the hides are not hushal l'kabel tuma. And Abaye continues with his question on Rabbeisiv, v'shmamino yish kona, that we see from this Mishnah that a yish would be kona, as we said that according to the Tanakama, that shel gadol machshava metamason, and lefi Reb Shimon shel gadol machshava metamason, and the reason was because by both of them we say that the owner was miyayish, and therefore the ganav or the gazlan was kona, and therefore the machshava could be metame, but you see that yish is kona, and therefore l'chayr it's a right against Rabbeisiv, because Rabbeisiv said that yish is not even kona midrabbanon. And the Gemara answers, Amalei Rabbeisiv responds that hachamay skinan could go in shekutzon, that really yish by itself is not koina. However, the reason why we said the ganav or the gazlan was koina is because the owner was not only miayish, but the ganav or the gazlan also trimmed this leather, and that's how he created this tray. And as Rashi says, the ikatati, because now there are two. Number one, there's shini ma'isa, and number two, there's yish. Ulo'ilum yish greater like, and really, if there would only be yish by itself, then the ganav or the gazlan would not be koina. And I intend to maschal kagoyin shekutzarin or moilim and yish. And the only way that this is actually koni to the ganav or gazlan is only together with yish avol chudei loykoni, but just by trimming the leather, that would not be enough to lav shini ma'isa, as this is not considered a full-fledged shina maisa. And the Gemara continues, Mask of Lord Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan. Rabbi Chanan asks a following question, Balei Itzba Shanukan. This Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim is referring to a case where the Ganav and Gazlan wants to use this piece of leather and this piece of hide as a tray, and the Itzba Ein Tzricha Ketzua, and we know that a tray doesn't need to be trimmed. And Rashi says, Balei Itzba Shanukan, Shechishav Lein Le'itzba, Dul Bekisha Oichon Lav, which is talking about a board that you eat on, Uchein Shulchanu, and this is similar to a Shulchan, because even if you don't trim it, one can still use it as a board and as a tray for eating. And the only reason why someone would trim this piece of leather when they're using it as a table is only in order to beautify it, but it's not necessary in order to use the actual board for a table. And the Gemara continues that how do we know that this Mishnah Maseches Kelim is talking about a tray? The Tanan, because in the prior Mishnah, which is in Perek Chavav of Maseches Kelim in Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah states, anytime you have an item where you don't have to do any further malacha, then by having machshava, that will make it hushal l'kabel tuma, yesh chesaron malacha. But if in order to create a gemak kli, you still have to do further malacha and further work to this item, a machshava metamasai, then generally machshava will not make it hushal l'kabel tuma, chutz min itzba, aside for a tray, as although generally people will trim a tray in order to go and make it nicer, however, ultimately that's not necessarily a component of a tray, and therefore machshava will be metamed, even though thought the standard is that people trim a tray, but the ma'aser it's not necessary, and therefore it still will be huchshel l'kabel tumah. Since we see that Mishnah Zayin is talking about an itzba, so when the Mishnah continues in Mishnah Ches and now discusses things that are going to be mekabel tumah based on hachshava alone, so it must be continuing and discussing the case of an itzba and discussing the case of a tray, and therefore we go back to our original question that the ma'aser we see from the Mishnah Maseches Kelim lefita tanakama if there was a ganav or lefita Rab Shimon if there was a gazlin who had intent that this piece of leather should be used as a tray, since the standard is that the owner was miayish, therefore the ganav or the gazlin respectively were koina, and therefore we see that yiyush is koina, and we're back to the question on Rabbi Yosef. And the Gemara continues elam Rava, and therefore Rava tells us hi milsa kosher be Rabbi Rabbi Yosef esem etatinshin, that this question Rabbi asked Rabbi Yosef for 22 years while Rabbi was Rashiva and Rabbi Yosef was not Rashiva v'leipaka, and Rabbi Yosef did not have a teretz ad yosef Rabbi Yosef bereishu paka until Rabbi died and Rabbi Yosef became Rashiva. Finally, at that point, Rabbi Yosef had the siyata d'shmaya to come up with the teretz. And Rabbi Yosef explained that really yish by itself is not clean at all. The reason why the tanakama the ganav's machshava will be able to be metame this item, and according to Rab Shimon, the gazlan's machshava will be able to metame this item is because shini Hashem kishini ma'isa dami. Just like we know when there's a shini ma'isa, then the ganav acquires the item. Therefore, the same would occur when there's a shini Hashem. Mer continues and explains shini ma'isa my taima. What is the reason by shini ma'isa that the ganav is koina? Because meikar eitzim and hashta kelim. Originally, it was just flat piece of wood, and now you're falling into a keli, and therefore, based on shini ma'isa, the ganav is koina. Shini Hashem nami. Therefore, by shini Hashem also meikar karle mashcha. Originally, you call this piece of leather a hide, the hashta bazin, and now we call it a table. Therefore, since the owner was miayish and the ganav or the gazlin actually went and had kavana that this item should not be a hide any longer and instead should be considered a table, therefore the ganav or the gazlin was koina. Therefore, through their machshava, they are able to cause that this table, which is really a piece of hide, is now hukshel l'kabel tumah. Once again, the Baal Taisa Alamid Taisa points out shina Hashem kishina ma'isa dami lav kishina ma'isa mamish. That's not mamish like shina ma'isa. The shina ma'isa luchudei koni, as if you have a shina ma'isa even without yish, you would be koni. However, Taisa says avos shina Hashem greater like koni. However, shina Hashem by itself is not koina below yish or shina ma'isa without yish or shina ma'isa. And the Gemara continues and asks Rabbi Yosef. The Rabbi Yosef just taught us that shina Hashem is kishina ma'isa. If it's shina Hashem, then the ganav will be koina. And the Gemara therefore asks very marish to ikra shina Hashem that benegay a crossbeam there is shina Hashem to mikar kashura, as originally it was a regular beam v'hashat tlola, and now that you built it into a home, it becomes the roof or becomes the ceiling of the house. As Rashi states, mikar kashura kaidim shenita mabinyan, prior to you building it into a home, v'hashat tlola, and now becomes a roof la'achshu nasim bira ishin alav tikkus nesarim ve'aliyah, and after you built it into a home, it is now called a ceiling or a roof. And v'tnana we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin ala morish hagazel shabonu bira shenaito davim pli takonis hashavim, when the Mishnayis are listing various takonis, we stated that there was a takonis chachamim that they said if a ganav steals a beam and he builds it into his home, the ganav doesn't have to return the actual beam. He can instead pay the value of the beam. And the reason why we institute this based on takonis hashavim is if the ganav would have to actually return the actual beam, he would have to break down his house in order to return the beam, and this would disincentivize the ganav from returning the item that he stole. And the Gemara is medayik time pli takonis hashavim, that we see that the only reason why the ganav doesn't have to return the beam is because of the takonis hashavim. And we continue on daf samach zayin and aleph halav hachi hod beinei. But if it wouldn't be based on the takonah, then the din would be that the ganav would have to break down his home and take the beam and return it to the original owner in order to be mekayim his chiyav hashava. Since we just said that by shini Hashem you will be koina, even without a takonis hashavim, the din should be that the ganav could pay back damim and he doesn't have to pay back the actual merish. Originally it was a kashura, originally it was a beam, the hashav tlola, and now it had the shini Hashem, and therefore the ganav should be koina and he shouldn't have to return the actual beam and he should be able to return the damim. And why does the Mishnah over there tell us that it's only based on takonis hashavim? The Gemara answers Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef will respond merish shmoyalov, that by negia merish we don't have a shini Hashem, as even though it's built into a home, it's still called a merish and it's still called a beam. The Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, the Pasuk tells us in Yecheskel, when Yecheskel saw a nevuah about the future Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk states, V'chaloinim atumais v'smayru mipoy mipoy al kisvay su'ulam v'tzalois habayis v'a'ubim. The Braisa defines for us tzalois habayis elu humalatin, that is referring to wood that framed around the windows and doors and what we nowadays call casings, v'a'ubim elu hamrishais, and when the Pasuk says ha'ubim, that's referring to the crossbeams. And therefore we see that although Yecheskel Yecheskel was describing the actual vision of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the crossbeams were already built into the Beis HaMikdash, and even so, he referred to it as the crossbeams. Therefore, we have a raya to Rabbi Yosef that Marish Shmoyalov that never has a Shini Hashem. Therefore, really, when a Ganav steals a crossbeam and he builds it into his home, he should really have to break down his home, as the Ganav was not Koino, the Marish, based on Shini Hashem. And even so, the Chacham made a Takonis HaShavim, and they didn't require him to break his house down and to return the actual crossbeam, and instead he could just return its value. And the Chacham understood that otherwise it will disincentivize the Ganav from doing tshuva. And the Gemara continues, Rab Zera responds that Shina Chayzel B'Yasai B'Shina Hashem Lo Yavishinoi. Although when you have a regular case of a Shina Hashem, then certainly the Ganav would be Koino. However, in the case of a Marish, even though it's true that originally it was called the Keshura and now it's called the Talala, however, ultimately, if you pull the beam out of this home, then certainly the beam will now be called a Keshura once again be called the crossbeam. And since this Shini Hashem is not necessarily a permanent Shini Hashem, therefore the Ganav cannot be Koino, and we will stop over here.